This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at the police parade ground in Morena at 11 a.m. today. Today is the last day for filing nomination papers for 8 Lok Sabha constituencies in the fourth phase in Madhya Pradesh. In Madhya Pradesh, overall 83 nomination papers have been filed by 58 candidates in the fourth and final phase for the state so far. In the fourth phase, voting will take place in Devas, Mandsaur, Ratlam, Dhar, Ujjain, Indore, Khargone and Khandwa seats. Election campaigning is also in full swing in the state. The Prime Minister was in Madhya Pradesh yesterday too and addressed meetings in Sagar and Betul Lok Sabha constituencies along with a roadshow in Bhopal. State Congress President Jitu Patwari, former Deputy Chief Minister of Rajasthan Sachin Pilot, former Union Minister Arun Yadav and Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tankha will jointly campaign today for Congress candidates in Ujjain, Mandsaur and Devas. Meanwhile, preparations are in full swing for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, where voting will be held tomorrow, that is the 26th of April. Campaigning for this phase ended last evening. Elections will be held for 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, including the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 of Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. Polling for the Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. A total of 1,198 candidates from 12 states and UTs along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency are in the fray in this phase. Nomination for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls ends today. Nominations will be scrutinized tomorrow and candidates cleared will be allowed to withdraw the candidature by the 29th of this month. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. In this phase, states where voting will be held include Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, Jharkhand, Orissa, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Jammu and Kashmir. In Chhattisgarh, 18 Maoists, including a militia platoon commander and 3 women, surrendered before the police in Dantewada district yesterday. These Maoists have surrendered before Deputy Inspector General of Police Kamlochan Kashyap and Superintendent of Police Gaurav Rai under the Lone Varatu campaign. The SP said all these surrendered Maoists will be given an incentive amount of 25,000 rupees each and all other benefits under the rehabilitation scheme of the Chhattisgarh government. Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over East and South Peninsular India during the next 4 days. Heat wave conditions are likely over Bihar, Jharkhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and East Uttar Pradesh. IMD said maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over central and east India. Heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over coastal Orissa, Gangetic West Bengal, Orissa, Bihar. On the other hand, Weather Office has predicted a fresh spell of rainfall over northwest India, mainly from 26th to the 28th of April. Light to moderate rainfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and gusty winds is also likely over northeast India on Saturday and Sunday. On to sports now, Deepanju Sharma won gold medal in the men's javelin throw while 3 other Indian athletes bagged silver on the opening day of the Asian Under-20 Athletics Championships in Dubai. In the men's javelin throw, Deepanju clinched the gold with a throw of 70.29 meters while Rohan Yadav claimed silver with a distance of 70.03 meters. In men's 1500 meters, Priyanshu secured a silver medal. Ritik Rathi became the first athlete to win a medal for India at championships after bagging the silver medal in men's discus throw with a best throw of 53.01 meters. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 4 runs in high-scoring thriller at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Royal Challengers Bangalore at Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.